Okay. Right. Folks. Okay, yeah. Yes. Indeedy poo. Right. Let's have a look here, folks. What's going on the BBC page? Well, it's the BBC press office page, to be completely precise with you. bbc.co.uk/press office. This is a fantastic page. There's the rumour and everything about, you know, the future of the Radio Times. And I've made a great deal of this, especially in the run-up to Christmas, about how Christmas would never be Christmas for me, with my family, without Radio Times. Yes, we have to have it, folks. Although it's not quite the same as it was. I prefer when it was just BBC 1 and 2. Now there's like a million channels, and I can never find anything I want, and the writing's very small, and it's sort of, it's, you know, it sort of starts on one column and finishes on the other. I hate that. Drives me insane. I hate it so much. I prefer just, you know, all the times down one column and the name of the programme down the other. Now it's all sort of mixed up and everything. I've got no capacity for that. You know, little tiny font. Like, must be like number 6 or something. tiny thing. But anyway, putting that aside, I love the Radio Times, the whole sort of institution of the Radio Times. But you get lots of information for free on the, of course, there's the online Radio Times, which is free, but also the BBC Press Office page, which I think, it's a shame you can't buy a magazine of the Press Office thing. I would love it. I would. I think it's great. Gives you all the info and all the important bits of things. Yes, and for today, the 9th of June, I'm going to click on here. It's good old EastEnders again, folks. Yes, of course, EastEnders, they have their own Twitter page, you know. It's EastEnders Press. Go there for your official press from EastEnders and see what you find. And today, at 7:30 p.m., Roxy... Now, keep in mind, I haven't got a clue who any of the people in this are, because I don't watch it, because I'm normally in Spain. But I am aware that David Essex is in it from now on. So if you're going to start watching it from scratch, this week is a good time to start. Now, Roxy pushes Michael to find out what happened between him and pardon me, I need a cup of tea. My throat is very dry here. Pilar, can you do me a big favour? A really big favour. Sort of bigger than normal. I know normally you're sort of charged with shuffling the papers and everything. But do you fancy making me a cup of tea? Yes? Oh, you're wonderful. You really are. I'm just very dry. I've been speaking for ages. My throat's very dry. Oh, you're wonderful, you are. Yes, okay. So anyway, continuing. Let me see. What was happening here? I'm going to go back because I've forgotten what I said. The once you interrupt the synopsis, that's it. It's over. Roxy pushes Michael, whoever they are, to find out what happened between him and Eddie in the latest drama from Walford. Will he reveal all? Elsewhere, Tanya is not impressed. Remember Tanya Baker from the A-Team? Sorry, just getting sidetracked a little bit there. Okay, anyway, so Tanya is not impressed by Max's underhand tactics and is determined not to let him win. Although Shirley tells Phil, is he still in it? Oh, there, I can hear the phone in the background.